It's the 70th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
And we have a special guest here today. Yay! This is Bethany, otherwise known as Emrys Cosplay on Facebook. Go follow her. Seriously, she's amazing.
Please, I love you.
We're in Victoria, BC, Canada right now. We're going to do a shoot with her tomorrow, her and her boyfriend. So we're excited. We found a castle. She found a castle.
Hadley Castle.
Yeah, also it's known super cool.
As Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters.
If you've seen X-Men. Yes. I don't know. Not many people have seen that movie, though, so.
Which one? The newest
it's
one?
It's kind of niche. It's definitely
sorry.
A niche movie.
Now I missed. Whoosh. Whoosh. Right over the top.
Right over
there.
His head.
That's okay.
Awesome. There's something I wanted to talk about for a second, because I have a lot of time to think at my work. And it's not aimed, I don't want it to sound, it's going to go into rant, I feel like, and I don't want it, it's not aimed at anybody, so I don't want anybody to think that. But I was just thinking about cosplayers and being self-conscious in front of the camera. I think, like, most of us in the world are self-conscious about our bodies in some way. And it doesn't matter what it is. We all have our thing. And, like, when Kevin and I work with someone, that like we see you the way we see you, but you see you differently, right?
All of the worst parts.
Yeah, like when you look at a photo, you're like, oh my god, this, that, blah 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 blah. Like, why did I do that? Why does my thumb look like everything is like so microscoped? I don't know what the word is. Magnified. There we go. Microscoped.
Especially with like photography, where you know it's a still image, like. In real life, everything's moving, so, you know, that instance of whatever pose you had.
Converting
is like,
your body into a 2D image
right.
is like, yeah. oh,
and
God.
That you
in
have
that,
time to analyze.
Exactly. Yeah. You're stuck there forever, and you can look at it forever and ever and just pick it apart.
Yeah. But I want to talk about it because I really want to encourage cosplayers, if you're doing a photo shoot, hallway shots are different because it's like 2 seconds and you can't really control that. But if you're working with a photographer for a while, I really encourage you to, like, like, whatever it is you're self-conscious about. Like, me, I always get, like, double chins all the time, like, when I'm talking or, like, anything. So if it was me, I'd be like, hey, I have a tendency to kind of, like, double chin. Can you watch out for that? Because I can't tell when I'm doing double chin. I try really hard in photos not to. Like, I know, like, how to do it. But I can't feel when I'm doing it, so it's hard for me to control. But I really encourage cosplayers to, like, whatever it is, just be like, hey, I have this thing with my blank. Can you watch out for it, or can you shoot me from this angle because of blank, you know? I don't know. I think people are scared, and then they get the photos back, and they hate them. Even though they're really good photos, they hate them because they're like, oh, this is happening in this photo. And it's like, well, you know, I can help you. We can help you.
It's really hard to see yourself with the same benevolence that your photographer does.
Exactly, because we see you as, like, beautiful gods and goddesses, and then you see, you're like, I look like shit. You know, it's like, that's. And then the whole photo's ruined. And then, you know, all the photographers are like, but hey, it's a cool picture.
Right. I mean, you're usually pretty conscious of it already. You know, you
yeah, I'm not going to, like, give someone a photo of, like, where they just look stupid. But, well, that's, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to give you a photo where you're, like, half blinking or, like, your chin's, like, you know, it's like, I know you don't want a picture of that, so I'm not going to give it to you.
Right. But there's fine details.
Yeah, there's details that I don't know that, like, a cosplayer has problems with. And, like, to me, I don't see it, right? Because it's not, I'm like, oh, you look great. And then they get the photo back and it's like this big red flashing light to them. And they're just like, it's there. So I don't know. It comes up every once in a while with Kevin and I. And I just really want to encourage people to
open communication.
Yeah. Just open communication. And cause then, and then you can feel more confident. And it's like if with my double chin thing, if he was like, oh, you're doing it, I'd be like, great. Thank you for letting me know. Cause I literally can't tell. Yeah, end rant.
Okay. Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not here to make you look bad, and I and even though I can't see like your issue, maybe, help me. By the way, it's also really windy here today.
Yes.
Is it always like this? Okay. We have some Victorians in the background. But it's really beautiful, this park route. Yeah. Thank you for meeting us here.
Of course.
I have some questions about your cosplay, man.
Oh, no.
Okay. like, when you're cosplaying, do you prefer to like, be in a group, or do you like doing it alone?
I think it kind of depends on if I've come up with the idea with a group of people.
Right.
That I... Obviously, like, I wouldn't ever do that project without them.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if it's something that's, like, an original design or something like that, it's hard for me to think, like, how could I work more people into this?
Yeah, okay.
But that actually happens really rarely, I feel like. Like, it's been one time, and it's kind of, like, an embarrassment if someone comes along and they're like, hey, I'd love to get in on this. I'm like...
Oh.
Writer's block or designer's block or whatever. So I really honestly love working with more people. Sometimes I'm self-conscious about going out and being like, hey, I have this idea. Would you like to do it with me?
Because you feel like they're going to say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm always my worst critic and I think all my ideas are dumb. Like, I love them, but I would never, like, want to haul other people into them until, like, I do on accident. And then they're like, no, this is rad. I'm like... You're angels. Thank you.
So is the cosplay we're photographing tomorrow, is that an original design
yeah,
of yours?
It kind of, it's going to be what I hope turns into part of a series of what I want to do, mashing up, like, fairy tale characters or, like, Disney princess characters or something like that with, like, mythological monsters yeah. and whatnot. Mm. It kind of started on accident where I did a, like, mashup of Little Red Riding Hood and a werewolf, because I'm just like, aesthetically, story-wise, it kind of fits together. And this one is like, that was like a massive Pandora's box of ideas, and so now I have like a million of them that I want to do, and this is the next one in the series, which is like Snow White as a vampire.
Mm. Oh, sorry. No, it's okay. Yeah, no, I love this idea. It's
yeah,
super great.
It's, that one was less based on the story and more just based on coloring of the character and stuff like that.
And your boyfriend, like,
he's going to be my Prince Charming vampire hunter.
There you go.
It's going to look very cool.
Look out for that. How long did it take you to finish these?
Obviously Little Red Riding Hood was a little bit easier. That was, the look we were going for was more rough. This one is more, like, opulent and, All of my edges are finished and clean and
right.
all of that fun stuff. So this one took me about 3 months.
Wow.
It would have gone a little bit quicker, except I had, like, SakuraCon and Emerald City in between trying to work on stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, about 3 months of...
Off and on.
Yeah, off and on, and then trial and failure and whatnot, but...
Do you have anything in the lineup, like, after this one? Do you have an idea
yeah,
for that series?
Yeah, I'm actually working with a couple of friends on an idea for, like, mashing up the Little Mermaid with sirens.
Cool.
From, like, Greek and Roman
yeah.
mythology and whatnot.
That's
so
awesome.
There'll be lots of pretty, pretty man-eaters.
That'll be really fun. What's, like, the thing you hate most about the cosplay process?
Oh,
It could be anything from, like, the making of or, like, at the con.
No,
or...
I know this exact... I hate cutting out the pattern pieces for my
oh, I feel you.
I hate crawling around on the floor. I know lots of people do it on a table, and I'm so envious because I wish I had that much table space to not be, like, crawling around on my knees the whole time.
And then if you have a cat or a dog, they love to sit on the...
I have a golden retriever.
On the exact piece you're cutting.
Yep. Yep. Wendy loves to help me.
What are you doing? I'm going to sit on it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And if it's any fabric that picks up hair at all...
Oh, God.
Like, well,
really?
I'll be lint rolling that forever.
I have edited out many animal hair on many cosplayers.
There might be some tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's so tiny. I'm just like, oh. But it's pretty funny. What is there, like, a number one, like, convention that you want to go to? Like the mostest?
Oh my gosh.
Like five of
them. Do I only get to choose one?
Choose like two, like top
okay.
two.
West Coast one, definitely Fanime.
Oh yeah.
I cried a little bit because I could almost have made it this year, but it would have been It would have been a terrible experience because everything would have been rushed. But maybe
it's okay because we weren't there this year, and normally we are. So
okay, so next year for sure.
Yeah, you'll like it a lot. I'll say that. Yeah,
I'm super looking forward to it.
It's like a perfect time of year too, because like San Jose hasn't gotten too hot yet, so you're not. It's not like Anime Expo in LA where you're just like,
Oh yeah, May is the last time during the year you're gonna find me in California, and then June through like October is like a no-fly zone for me.
You're just in Washington, like cooling off.
Yeah. Yep.
What's number two?
East Coast Con, Otaku-thon,
woo!
Which is kind of, it's coming up, and I'm super excited to see all of the photos that come out of it every single year. It was kind of one of the first cons that I got attached to the idea of attending.
Right.
Thank you, Axon, for your videos and all of the beautiful shots of cosplayers just around the city, because I am completely in love with the idea of going to Montreal and cosplaying there.
I'll have to look up that. I've watched a lot of his videos, but I don't think I've seen that one. So I'll have to. You said someone has them, right?
So I know that a while back someone had taken some of the downloaded videos with permission and re-uploaded them just for like fans.
Right. Like non-profit. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to see if I can find it, because I, like, the photos of Montreal are just so amazing.
They're beautiful. So, yeah. Botanical gardens, and they have two basilicas. Oh, my gosh. I cannot get over the idea of that city.
Well, I'll give it. Flying there is a pain in the butt. Kevin and I just booked the tickets, and I was, like, stressed out for, like, 5 hours. I was like, how do I do this? Why is it so hard?
Yep. And then everything, like, major francophone city, so everything is lots of French.
It's like a little, my friend used to live there, like he grew up there, and he said it's like a mini Europe in Canada. So
I want to go so bad.
Plus they have poutine. So yes. Is that where it originated?
Yes, it is. Yes. I'm getting the thumbs up.
We're getting the thumbs up. Yay!
So
I got something right.
For those that are interested, though, we have one slot open still.
Oh, right.
For that shoot. What day is it?
It's Saturday at 10 a.m.
Oh, right.
Get on that.
Saturday, 10 a.m.
You will not be disappointed.
So as we're filming of this podcast. Saturday, June 11th.
We have one spot left. So. Not guaranteed to be available when this comes out, but you should check. It's elitecosplay.com/otakuthon. Really easy. I made it easy this time, because for AKON, it was not easy.
No, it wasn't.
It's like a bunch of letters, and I was like, well, I was too lazy to fix it. But what was your most expensive cosplay?
Oh.
Probably.
I feel like they get more expensive with time.
Yeah. Because you get more extravagant as time goes on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So probably your most recent cosplay was like,
I definitely dropped about $100 on the silk overskirt for this one.
Oh, my gosh.
It was worth it. It was so pretty.
Was the Lord of the Rings one kind of on the cheaper side, or?
It was, actually, just because I was able to get a lot of the fabric on, like, with coupons and stuff like that.
Oh, okay,
sometimes
yeah.
I luck out, and someone's having a sale somewhere, and I manage to get exactly what I need.
Or, like, the exact fabric you need is in the clearance bin, and you're like, yes.
Yep. So far, I think one of the most expensive cosplays that I made is actually my first one.
Oh.
The Italia cosplay that I did back in 2013.
Was that the one with the birdcage?
Yeah, it was the one with the birdcage.
That was how we first met her.
Very first shoot.
Yeah.
I can see that, because it was a very ruffly. Yeah,
there was a lot
going on. Yeah.
A lot of bridal satin.
Too? Yeah. Did it have a hoop? I don't remember.
It did not. It had three crinolines.
What's that?
So they're They're the nothing but net skirts. They're super squishy, and they rustle a lot when you walk.
Oh.
And then you can flop down on them, and they're kind of like a pillow instead of the hoop skirts that just come up and spin.
Yeah, I love watching people sit down in hoop skirts. It's like the best.
Yeah, tomorrow is a hoop skirt, so that's going to be, I'm going to be a belle. Kind of.
No sitting in that.
No.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Kevin?
Oh, no, that's just a lot of fabric. I can see that being expensive.
Yeah. There's a lot of fabric and a lot of hand embroidery. I think Arwen is going to be the first project that I'm going to institute hand embroidery since then.
But okay. I can see that, though. I mean, the elvish stuff, it always has nice.
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh, I've seen some Lord of the Rings embroidery on Instagram. freaking insane, guys.
I'm such a scrub when it comes to everyone else who cosplays from Lord of the Rings. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'll get up on your level someday.
I thought I saw a photo of you and your boyfriend from SakuraCon, and yeah, I thought it was super great. Yeah, it was super cute. I was like, oh my god, that's like the perfect cosplay, you guys.
Definitely some of my favorite convention photos that I've gotten back just from like bumming around in the trees and stuff like that. I really appreciate having Freeway Park just right there.
Yeah,
at the State Convention Center.
It's a rarity to have it like actually on the property. Like usually they're like around the corner or down, you know, whatever. And Freeway Park, like there's no security. Like they don't, it's not a thing. It's like a public park and anybody can come in or out. So people do walk through and they're like, what the flip is going on right now?
Oh yeah. The Bernie Sanders rally was the same day as,
I remember that. Yeah.
I think it was during SakuraCon actually.
Yeah, it was.
I was helping someone get ready and walking between that hotel and the con, and there was just a whole bunch of people who didn't understand why this ghostly white girl in butterfly wings was walking past them. So
they were like, is she going to the rally?
Kind of like a Mothman, like a Mothman omen for you guys, only a good one.
Are you guys gonna be doing any Overwatch cosplay?
Why, now that you mention that.
Because when we took a ferry to come over here, and we actually took the same one as them, her boyfriend was like, you gotta play Overwatch.
Yep. Am I allowed to blow what you're working on?
No, that's totally fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes,
her boyfriend's in the tree next to us, by the way.
In case you're wondering why I'm looking up. Yeah, we are both actually working on Overwatch cosplays. We're doing gender bends. Thank you, Jekt Cosplay, for giving us the idea and being so awesome at Emerald City. But yeah, my boyfriend, Sky Captain Hannah's cosplay, is doing a gender bend of Tracer, which I'm really happy about.
Cool.
There's going to be all of the booty shots. and then I am going to do a gender bend of McCree. He's my favorite character-wise. I'm not very good at playing him, but
he's pretty
crunchy,
cool looking.
Yeah, crunchy cinnamon roll. Slightly stale, but still too pure, too good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's, I don't think I've seen a gender bend Overwatch yet. I think a lot of people are just sticking to the...
There's so many skins. People are probably going to, like...
go through all... It's like League of Legends. Like,
yeah.
You could... Ugh, there's, like, an infinite number of League of Legends costumes. Like, each character has, like, 8 skins.
Yep.
More than that. Yeah.
Probably more now, It just keeps growing. Like, I remember when League of Legends came out, it was, like, they each had one. Yep. And, like, you knew what that cosplay was. Now I'm like, is that them? I can't tell. Because I don't know what skin it is.
Yeah. There's some of them, there's like a wolf variant skin for Hanzo, which is amazing, but I almost can't tell it's Hanzo because it looks so different.
And so people probably like that maybe weren't as familiar with that skin would be like, hmm?
The good thing is all of the skins look awesome, so you really can't go wrong.
That's true. The Overwatch art is really nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just really want to run around the convention center saying, hi, new. So, yeah, that was a big draw.
People would like fangirl for you. They're like, say it. I guess because Colossal Con was last weekend.
Yes.
I guess people were doing like swimsuit versions of Overwatch.
It looked super comfortable. It was really hot last weekend.
Yeah, it was in Washington. Yeah, yep. We had a heat wave. Kevin and I missed it, but we were in another hot state. So
yeah,
Texas colder than
Washington. Texas was colder than Washington that last weekend.
Yes.
So
there you go, legit. Like,
we're not just wussies up here. It was real. Yeah, it was like in Texas though, it was like 75 degrees in the morning, and I was like, I'm hot.
That's like where I top out. It's like 75. I will chase 75 degree weather across the globe.
It is like the perfect, because then you can cool down easy. It's just, and it's not muggy up here.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
Thankfully,
there's not really bugs. I should say bad things about Washington. It's bad.
Don't move here at all. You'd hate it.
I love Victoria, though. Super amazing city. I love it. It's so cute. Yes.
Everyone's really nice here when they drive so far.
They are.
I've been very impressed.
It's been very calm driving. I'm like, okay.
I think they're very benevolent towards tourists. Thank you.
They're used to it, probably. Except we were getting a little road ragey, but we were in like a touristy area by the city.
Yeah, it was the other Washingtonians that were a problem.
Yeah, it was. Well, they have all these because there's a lot of tourists in the area. They have a lot of like horses with the thing.
Yeah,
and there and we ran into like 10 in one clump, and we were like, oh god, oh god, oh god, we can't get around.
Yes.
But then we left that street and it was fine.
Yeah, only one block, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Statistically pretty good.
But we told Bethany and everybody else we've encountered, Dallas driving was so insane that like driving here is so calming. It's like, oh, it's so relaxing. No one's getting mad at me. Everyone's using their blinker.
Seriously.
Ugh. Use your blinkers, y'all.
We're so much nicer when you tell us where you're going.
For real. Kevin will let you in.
Yes.
Oh, help us help you. We love you.
That's the theme of today's podcast. I was going to ask, are you going to wear Overwatch to a specific con, or are you just going to do it for a photo shoot?
PAX.
Oh,
definitely PAX.
OG PAX, by the way. Not any of the
yes,
42 PAX.
Yes,
I don't know what that was.
I was going to say they have PAX Mid, but PAX Mid is like PAX South, so...
Is it?
Basically.
Is it the same one, or is it different?
No, I was going to say, do they have, like, a middle? Because there's like, the West, the East, and then...
Yeah.
There's what?
There's
South,
what
yeah.
is it? Not, San Antonio or Austin or...
Probably
sorry.
San Antonio.
Yeah. And then they have an Australian one, I think.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I know.
Like, maybe one year if I, like, miss PAX Prime, I'll, like, console myself and go to oh, no, I have to go to Australia.
Well, PAX tickets were on sale just a couple days ago, right?
Yes, and they sold out... If you didn't get in the queue, like, within, like, 4 minutes, you didn't get one. I sat in the queue for, like, 45 minutes just staring at it.
Were you, was your heart beating, like, the whole time?
I was on my phone because I was at work,
too. Oh, my God.
So I was like, I'm taking my lunch now. I'm not eating. I'm just staring at my phone.
What time did you take your lunch? At, like, 9 a.m.?
No, it was they went on sale around 1.
Okay, that's not
or
bad.
Or so. Right. Yeah. So it actually worked out. Thank you, Penny Arcade.
Do you... Okay, is there any... benefit, so like I think with San Diego Comic-Con, if you've been there years prior, you can get a ticket easier.
Yeah.
Is that like, how is it PAX, or is PAX just like a free-for-all?
I think PAX is, I am not aware of PAX doing anything like that, where they have like frequent flyer miles or points or whatever.
Like you get in the, I think if you've been there for San Diego, I think if you've been there previously, you get in the queue before everybody else.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I feel like I've heard that before. No, it seemed like, because confession time, this will be my first PAX. I'm really excited, but I've never gotten to go before, so.
Oh my god, you're gonna be like, what?
I am so excited. Just because I've heard so many amazing things about it.
Yeah.
Seen so many amazing things.
I've never heard of anyone that was like, PAX sucked. Like, never. Everybody's excited every year. There's a fight to get the ticket.
Yep.
If you
and then
if you don't get a ticket, like the people that bought one will like scalp you for like hundreds of dollars.
Not me. No. I bought extras for friends. I am a good friend.
Yeah, it's kind of like sad seeing the PAX ticket prices that people sell them at. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm really like, I'm glad that I have like lots of people that I know who want to go that I can like give them to people and be like, I know you will use these to actually attend the convention, instead of like, you're gonna take them off of me and just like scalp someone else.
Yeah,
them.
exactly.
Don't do that. Be good friends.
You're a nice friend.
Aw.
You want me to do the mid-roll?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the 70th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. If you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, you don't like my announcer
voice. Kevin does like a news announcer voice, and I hate
like
it.
Anyway, if you'd like
it's a good announcer voice.
If you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Any of those purchases you make through that link will be, that'll be our affiliate link. Any purchases you make through that affiliate link will give us a small kickback to no additional cost to you. But those kickbacks help us make more videos, more content for you guys. If you'd also like to directly support us, you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and buy some t-shirts from us.
Ding! They're cute.
They are cute. Thanks.
Yay.
Thanks, Christiana, for designing those. I know you don't listen to this, but I'm saying thanks to you anyways. Did you? You said you had something to talk about.
Oh, no, I told
you. Were
you
lying to me?
I was lying to you in the room.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. I blocked that out. I was like, oh, he told me I had something to talk about. La, 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 la.
And then you said, are you kidding? And I said, yes.
Oh. I ignored you. I didn't want to hear that answer. I was like, if I don't listen, it's not real.
Yeah, I don't have much this week. I'm sorry.
Wow. So next con for you is PAX, then, I assume.
Anime Revolution.
Oh, you're going. Okay.
I'm going to Annie Revo and then PAX.
What's is Annie Revo good?
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Oh, you've never
been? This will be my... I just moved up here from Oregon, so I've never been to very many. I've, like... Seattle was, like, my top out for where I went to cons, so right. now I guess...
Now you're
been,
now
like,
you're traveling.
Canada convention, yay!
Because, we... I do this thing. I have this freak out. So, we don't have a lot of, like... fans. I don't want to call them fans. Like, whatever.
Well, fans.
Fans in Vancouver. Or just Canada in general. Like, it doesn't seem to hit up there. And so when we did a Talkathon, I was like, no one's going to book. This is going to be such Aww. A bust. And I was, like, so sad. Because
we did
two years in a row, we have opened up shoots for Anime Revolution, and nobody does.
Oh, no.
And then I'll get nervous, because I'm like, are we just going up there for no reason? No one's, like, talking to us.
Aww.
And so I'll cancel, like, our hotel and stuff, and then I'll cancel the shoot. And then right after I cancel it, I get, like, three emails. And they're like, hey, you going to Anime Revolution? And I'm like, where were you, like, 5 weeks ago when I opened these?
Oh, no.
So I have, like, these freakouts. But Otakuthon was really successful.
Yes, so far.
So maybe I'll try again.
Yes, there's many nodding.
They're nodding, yes. All right, well, Bethany, if you're going...
I'm going.
Then we'll go.
When is that? Is that August as
it's
well?
It's late August, I think. Or
beginning
mid-August?
Of August.
Oh!
Yeah, it's the first or second week in August. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
That
it's one
over,
of those.
Over that
I don't have
overlap.
Data. Look at... She's looking... We have someone looking it up. I feel like I'm in a newsroom. Look it up.
We're getting confirmation.
Yeah, yeah, the prompter right now.
I know, she's under pressure.
The 6th through the 9th? I'm going to guess
okay,
that's
Google.
Like 5th through the 7th.
What?
There we go.
That's the same that's, week as Otakuthon.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
that's when we're gone.
Is it? Well, we're gone, but we're staying an extra couple
no,
of days.
No, that's the same weekend.
Is it? Okay.
Come on, Annie Revo.
Can't have two
Sorry.
Canadian cons.
Two Canadian cons?
At the same time.
No, I'm sad.
I'll like scout it out for you.
Yeah, be
I'll
like give me the status of it.
Yeah,
be like,
exactly.
Because I know the convention center is on the water.
Yes, it is like downtown Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like on the water there.
But we don't like shoot at the convention anymore because we got tired of that. So we would go elsewhere. But I we've been to Vancouver like 5 years ago.
Yes.
So I need like updated eyes. You'd be like, Holly, it's so cool.
I will
you
be your
do it.
Personal location scouting
I can't
ninja.
Believe they're the same week.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so hurt. I know, that's happened a lot this year. We've had to choose
yeah.
between, like, a lot of... I feel like it hasn't happened to us prior, but, like, everything's the same, been the same weekend. Like,
Colossal
multiple
Con.
Cons.
Yeah,
Colossal Con and Acon were on the same weekend, and we were like,
no.
But supposedly, I think we talked about this last week, but I'll tell you too. At the hotel that Acon is at, they're adding a water park. So everybody's like, Colossal Con 2.0? Because they're the same weekend.
Plus, the hotels for Colossal Con are... hellish to get into, I hear.
Really? Oh, like get one?
Yeah, just to get a room.
Because it's
for
in
it.
The it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not it's like you
Akron, Ohio? No.
No.
Just,
oh, I can't remember what it's called. But you fly into you
yeah.
fly into the Ohio airport and then you have to drive like an hour and a half to get to Colossal Con. So
yeah.
Do they have shuttles? Do you know?
Ooh. That I would be know. Really nice of them, but I doubt it. I mean, I saw another photographer, he did like a rental car.
Yeah.
So
seems like
that's the only problem I have with it. It's like I want to go to Colossal Con because it looks so fun and like everybody's having a good time and you're all cool and there's there's baby animals.
Yeah.
But it's like it's such a pain in the butt. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, we've been eyeing it for several years. I'm just like, maybe next
year. Yeah, that's what we say every year. I think we've said that for like 4 years now. It's like Colossal Con. People ask us, they're like, oh, are you going to Colossal Con? I'm like, next time. But
yep.
No, sorry. Rip. Anyways, I think we're good.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for joining us,
of
Bethany.
Course. Thank,
thank you,
for you
for watching. I feel like I'm like, are we boring? I'm sorry.
Our very own, like, new.
We have like a little audience.
Support
yeah. Yes, and don't forget, you can support us by going to elitecosplay.com/Amazon, doing some shopping as our affiliate link, or elitecosplay.com/shop and get cute t-shirts. Yay! All right, see you next time.
Bye. Bye.